Kansaland Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome here to our boys matchup on 92.1 KMZA, our game of the week here on a Friday, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Hanover Wildcats of Class 1A, Division 2, taking host here to the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A, Division 1. And we've chatted up quite a lot here, this Hanover boys team. They won the state championship in football earlier here this year. And they've just been an incredible unit. Right now, they've got some pretty awesome music to hype up the starting lineup announcement. And again, this is it has been an incredible year so far here for the Hanover boys team. 7-0 start. It's gonna be really fun once we get to that Twin Valley League tournament. How they're gonna match up there against Axel. But of course, we talk about Hanover, but you gotta talk a lot about Onega too. They're a team that really has a lot of life here this season. Last year, they only beat two teams: Washington County and Northern Heights. They've already beaten Northern Heights and Flint Hills Christian this season. And, of course, they'd like to not only double their win total from last year, just two wins, but they want to get their first winning season 2016-2017. Well, starting lineups are getting ready to come out here onto the floor for both sides. Matt, when we talk keys here for this game for both sides, you know, a big thing for contention here is going to be limiting turnovers. And we talked about for that girls game, and I think it really stands here and translates. Actually, real quick here, we're going to take a step aside. They're going to do a moment of silence, so we're going to take a step aside for just a quick minute.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Muse. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Sorry, just taking a break there for a moment of silence down here at Hanover. So here we're back getting ready for basketball action here for our boys matchup. Again, the Hanover Wildcats taking on the Onega Buffaloes, a Class 1A Division II team here in the Hanover Wildcats. The number one ranked team in this classification for the Onega Buffaloes. They're Class 1A Division 1 right now, trying to make a five-game losing streak so far this season. They've won their first two games against Northern Hills, Northern Heights, and then against Flint Hills Christian, 55-45 over Northern Heights. And the victory over Flint Hills Christian, 85-29. Taking a look here at the starting lineup for this Hanover Wildcats team, the home team, Braylon Mine, Kedrick Coers, Cooper Bruno, Langston Stahlbomber, and Tanner Bruno, the head coach there, the Hanover Wildcats, is Corey Jensen. And for the Onega Buffaloes, they're on their starting lineup. It's Coy Nider, Ryder Coulterman, Jason Huffless, Maddox Honus, and Keegan Vandenberg. Keegan Vandenberg, who is hurt most of the season. He only has three games under his belt out of the team's total seven. Able to finally get himself healthy. With all being said, he got four quarters of basketball action, 32 minutes all together. Here coming out for the tip-off at midcourt is Tanner Bruno, the 6'3" senior forward for the Hanover Wildcats. And for the Onega Buffaloes, it's the 6'4" junior forward, Cason Huffless, who leads the team in scoring for Onega. And it's Hanover that will start it positively here on the offensive side with Braylon Mine. And set up top to Bruno. Bruno, he'll fly it out to the right side to Jack Bruna, and Jack Bruna will go in for two for the first 2 points of the game here for the Hanover Wildcats. And now it's Maddox Honitz. He will take this one down the floor. He has 2-0 lead for Hanover over Onega. Backdoor pass gets lost in the bounds. Cason Huffley threw it to Ryder Colterman. Ryder Colterman, a young man who was the starting quarterback this season as a freshman for the Onega Buffaloes. Got to call his first three-point shot of the year a little earlier on this season. I believe that was against Jackson Heights. He hit his first three-point shot. He's only 3 of 23 this season. He struggled around the arc, but again, he's trying to get himself as a more prominent guard for the Onega Buffaloes. But here, Hanover going in for two is Tanner Bruna, a 6'3" senior. Now it's a 4-0 lead for the Hanover Wildcats with 2:13 to go in this opening quarter. Here it's Maddox Honus, who drives it right side. He puts it to Ryder Colterman. Colterman loses the ball. They're going to get him on a kick. Or I think they're going to say it was kicked by Hanover. So Onega will maintain the possession. Maddox Honus will throw it in. He didn't play a couple first games of the year, but after coming in, he's averaging 9 points per game this season. He's averaging also 2.8 rebounds a game. He's 10 of 26 from around the arc. He's got the second most threes on the team, second behind Coyne Nider, who has 20 threes this year. Here, Coyne Nider, who passes it out to Colterman. Colterman drives, puts it out right to back to Honus. Honus back to Nider. Right now, Onega just transferring it and working it around the perimeter, trying to find an opening driving lane as Nider passes into Huffless, and Huffless goes in for two. Huffless slices his way and gets onto the board. 4-2. Hanover over Onega. And here's Hanover with it. A three-point shot by Tanner Bruna. It's missed, and the rebound is snagged by 5'9" junior Maddox Honus. Honus takes this one down the floor between his legs. He works with the ball. Screen is set on left side by Vandenberg. Instead, Honus drives right, flips out to Nider. Nider attempts a three, misses, but a rebound by Vandenberg underneath the basket for the putback. And he ties it at 4-4 with 6:11 to go here in this first quarter. Kedrick Cohurst driving right elbow, now inside the paint, misses in back-to-back rebounds. Now for Keegan Vandenberg, offensive and now defensive. Maddox Honus pops a three-point shot, hits the back of the iron, and it's rebounded swiftly by Tanner Bruna. Bruna down the floor. Kager Coher snaps a three. Cannot hit it, though. And the rebound is again by Vandenberg. Down the floor now. Ryder Colterman able to cut it out, but it's taken away by Cooper Bruna for a steal. First turnover of this game. Ball is off the glass. And a mismatch there for Hanover. They had a bunny. Couldn't get it to go in after a rebound. And now Onega has it back. But both teams kind of maybe working a little faster than what they need to. The tempo slows down with Maddox Honus at the Hanover Wildcat logo, but he slips. He falls down, but somehow picks the ball back up. Now he drives left side. Now he switches to his right. 5:09 left to go here in this first quarter. We're tied at 4-4. Coyne Nider, pump fake, passes in. Colterman to Vandenberg! You saw it during the football season. The pass to the receiver. There you go. A pass to the open man. Ryder Colterman gets the assist, and Vandenberg gets 2 points. And I've said it in the pregame, Jason Claycamp credited it on Wednesday, that this is an Onega team that is finally healthy for the first time this season. And now we got our first lead change of the game. Hanover came up with an early 4-0 lead, but Onega has responded. They scored six straight, but Hanover has broken that streak inside. Super Bruna goes in for two. We're now deadlocked at six apiece. With 4:34 left to go in this opening quarter. Maddox Honus down the floor, right side. He pushes it to Nider. Nider, short corner shot. It's off and it's in. Are they going to give him the three? Let's see. It's hard from my angle to see. No, they're going to say two for Coyne Nider. So, again, Onega maintains this lead here after being tied 6-6. It's now 8-6. Tanner Bruna tries to go up for two, but it's boxed out by Cason Huffless for the rebound. Maddox Honus down the floor between the legs, back crossing. He's working one-on-one against Jack Bruna. He flips out to Ryder Colterman. Colterman inside to Huffless. He's one-on-one. He's over Jack Bruna, and it is one, by Tanner Bruna for the rebound. And Hanover will have a quick turnover to get the ball back to Onega. Both teams, one turnover apiece. 8-6. Onega's lead by two over Hanover. 3:54 to go in this opening quarter. Maddox Honus bounce passing it in to Ryder Colterman, the 5'9" freshman. The freshman is averaging 6.7 points per game, 2.3 rebounds a game. Pass up to Nider. Snyder out to Honus. Honus driving in the elbow. Bounce pass. Huffman's open elbow shot. And like a fish in water, swirls around for the easy two. Huffman extends it to a four-point game for Onega. 10-6 over Hanover. In the right corner. Pump faking. Now back out left to Coherst. Coherst to his left to Mime. Mime driving inside. They're going to get a foul on Onega. They call it in the box. It'll be against Ryder Colterman. That's his first foul of the game for the 5'9" freshman. 10-6. Onega 4-point lead over Hanover, the number one ranked team in class 1A Division II. Looks like Jack Bruno will take a break here to the bench. Coming in for him will be Hunter Kike for the 5'11" junior, who's averaging 3.4 points per game. 3-point shot off the inbound. Play is hit from the deep corner from Cooper Bruno. His fifth point of the game, his first three of the game as well. It draws it to 10-9. Onega still with a 1-point lead. So 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Maddox Honus, screen is set. Pass the ball to the far corner. Driving inside. Baseline runner, Colterman! And trying to go for the finesse shot. Could not get it to go in. And the rebound's by Tanner Bruna. Right to the right corner. I'm not sure who it was intended to, but it was given to Casey Huffless. So consider that a gift there given to the man. And now it's the Nider. Nider, past the timeline. The screen is set. Pick and roll from Ryder Colterman. And he's handed it to the right side of the wing. Huffley's Honus on an island. Can he switch the three? No, he can't. Rebounds by Kadra Coers. He's down the floor quickly. It's a jack race. It's put out to Hunter Kikafer. It's in the face of Mine. The ball hit him in the face, but he was able to put the bag back in its place with the 2 points in the basket. And that will be our second lead change of the game. Here now back to the Hanover favor. 11-10, Hanover's lead over Onega with 2:11 left to go here in this first quarter. Runner Colterman driving out to his right side, pick and roll is set. Colterman wide open, though, from a key point shot. He misses it. And it's rebounded by Tanner Bruna. His fourth rebound of this quarter. Thunder Kithake for short corner, near side, pops it out. Tanner Bruna, three-pointer. It's off the back of the iron. The ball punched Superman style. And it's grabbed by Casey Huffley from Onega. His third rebound of the quarter. Now Coy Nider has it at the Hanover logo. He slows the tempo down and drives right side against Cooper Bruna. Now he goes left side. Ball's loose on the ground. It's being dove for. Picked up by Ryder Colterman. Driving behind his back. The ball is kicked by Tanner Bruna. With 1:38 to go in the first quarter. 11-10. Hanover's lead over Onega by one. Maddox Honus, the 5'9" junior, getting ready to toss this ball in. Honus looks out to his left, pumps that way, and then throws it that way. He puts it to Coy Nider. Nider getting it past the timeline, working one-on-one against Linkston Stolbomber, the 5'11" junior, his first time here in this contest. Here, left side swing to Nider. Nider cross-courts it. Honus pops three and hits! Maddox Honus, his 11th three of the season, hitting it in a big-time moment to take the lead change. Braylon Mine tries to respond to three of his own. Ball knocked out of bounds by Langston Stolbomber. It'll be a turnover, and Onega will take over. And that is now our third lead change of this game. 13-11, Onega takes over Hanover. Hanover applying a full court pressure now. Looks like a couple of substitutions on the side for Hanover. Wyatt Simpson, the 6'3" sophomore, will come into the game. And here for the Onega Buffaloes, Graham Volward, the 6'1" senior, will step in. He throws it into Colterman. Colterman gets the ball punched out. It's unlodged out to Maddox Honus. Honus, Josh Daniels, who's also come in here for Onega. So Daniels and Volberg here in the game for the first time for Onega. Bounce pass. Back door from Volberg to Daniels. You saw the vision there. Volberg expected Daniels to be behind him, but the ball is swatted out of bounds by Hanover. Ryder Colterman will throw it in from the nearest side corner edge. One-on-one on him is Kadra Coers. He's able to get it into Huffless. Huffless takes a juke step right side, then he goes that way. See, that's Tristan Kuhlman, the 6'4" junior. So Huffless actually came out. Kuhlman came in for substitution. Ryder Colterman on the far wing. Up to Daniels. Daniels pump fakes the three, and they're going to call him on a travel. He was wide open if he wanted to take it. Instead, he decided to drive it, and in so driving, he turns the ball over. It's the second turnover of the game for Onega. We got 33 seconds left to go in this first quarter. It's 13-11. Onega leads over Hanover, the ranked number one team of Class 1A Division II. Braylon Mine on the basket, and man, what a move to steal out Ryder Coulterman. Mine takes it in and ties this at 13-all. Josh Daniels on the far wing to Kuhlman. Kuhlman on the right elbow. They're going to give him a double dribble. That's now back-to-back possessions for offensively. Onega has just gifted the ball back to Hanover. A travel and then a double dribble. 13-all with 12 seconds to go in this first quarter. Your Hanover, you can get the fourth lead change of this game with the last second shot up. Langston Stahlbaumer. Back to Coerce. Mine, and the foul on Wyatt Simpson. Wyatt Simpson will head up and shoot two at the free throw line. The 6'3" sophomore. One of just three sophomores who play here for Hanover in this lineup. He hits his first free throw shot. And that now is our fourth lead change of the game. Hanover will have the lead potentially here to go into the second quarter. As going one of two at the free throw line is Simpson. And the last second shot is up to a rebound by Stahlbaumer. It's missed. And Hanover will go into the second quarter up by one, 14-13 with their fourth lead change of the game. Hanover over Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Houlton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at Kellerman Insurance. Insurance.com.
Hanzaland Radio.
So the second quarter here, 92.1 KMZ for our game of the week here on a Friday. There's a stoppage on the court, and it's Hanover that will throw it back in. It's Hunter Kikay from the far boundary. 14-13 is your score. The Hanover Wildcats lead by one here over the Onega Buffaloes. We had four lead changes in that first quarter. Okay, here was the official change. They had to make a stoppage because it's actually Onega who will start with the ball in this second quarter. So Hanover will not throw it in. Instead, they make the adjustment and have Onega toss it. It's Ben Volberg who put it into Snyder's hands. Snyder who drives it down the floor to Daniels. Daniels drives inside, takes a couple of spins. He goes out to Snyder. Snyder tracks back up to the Hanover logo, midcourt, steps left, ball is knocked out of his hands and then into Daniels. Daniels, who's up the top of the perimeter, flies left side to Vandenberg. Vandenberg out to his right. Right now working around the perimeter is Onega. And they're going to get a timeout, I think, here from Onega's head coach, Jason Claycamp. There was a bad pass that resulted in a steal, but at the most opportune time, there was a timeout called right before that pass went off. So Onega will maintain the possession. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and just keep things here. So again, 30-second timeout. We'll maintain things here. 14-13, Hanover leads by one over Onega. And again, that's a great eyes there by the far side official who caught that as Goldberg, he had thrown the ball inside. He was looking for Huffley. It was taken away by Wyatt Simpson. But the whistle was blown right as the ball was being thrown. So, now of course, the near side Hanover crowd, a little disgruntled disagreement with that. And if you're Onega, you, of course, would greatly take that gift. So you don't turn the ball over, and you maintain this possession. Of course, no shot clock, so there's no really time to worry about here. You just run the offensive set as usual. Throw inside, Vandenberg looking to Huffles. That ball is denied, and Simpson comes up with the block. It's now down the floor. With it, his hand over, open three-point shot. Jack Bruna sinks it. Nothing but net for Jack Bruna. Extends it to a 17-13 game. Hanover up by four over Onega. And this is going to be a kicked ball by Jack Bruno. Working one-on-one against Coin Knighter. Graham Goldberg will toss this in for Onega on the far side. Goldberg throws it right corner to Daniels. Daniels, he's wide open. He, instead of taking his shot, he goes for a pass inside the up, please. Some frustration on the right side from Coach Clay Camp. I think wanting Daniels to potentially take a shot. There's been a couple of times he's been wide open, but instead of shooting, he's instead either passed it off or dribbled. And here is a shot from Goldberg. He misses. Rebound by Huffless. He loses the ball. And there is the last one to touch it with Hanover. And disagreement here on the near side for that. Onega, they've had this ball on this side of the court for the last about 30 seconds. Coming back into the floor here for Onega's Ryder Coulter-Maddox Honus. Huge to get Honus back here on the floor. He's been one of the top players on this team since coming in after missing the first couple games of the season. He averages 9 points a game. He'll get it here on the left side wing, flashing out for it. Honus has got a three-point shot in this game already. He goes out to Coulterman. Coulterman, Knighter, three. It's actually blocked. What a block by Jack Bruna. Not able to pick up the foul either. Braylon Mine, Euro step inside. What a move. 19-13, 6-point lead for Hanover over Onega. That first quarter ended 14-13, so Onega nearly a minute and a half over in this second quarter. Still haven't scored. Foul on the floor called against the Hanover Wildcat. That's actually our first personal by either team in this quarter. It's going to be called against Wyatt Simpson, the sophomore. Throwing it in, here off of the foul is Onega. Coulterman to Huffless. He loses the ball, but is able to regain the possession and puts it into the hands of Maddox Honus. Honus at half court to the right to Knighter. Knighter, nice pass to Huffless, and he finishes. That was almost risky. Huffless nearly didn't get his hands on the ball, despite it being a really good pass. And here's a steal by Ryder Coulterman down the floor to Honus. And Honus flies it out. Huffless pump fake, drives, and finishes the key into the basket. Huffless is a tank under the glass. Four straight points for him after the steal for Onega. And now Mine is able to respond and quiet down the Onega crowd. It came at a pretty huge moment right there for Braylon Mine. 21-17, a four-point lead for Hanover over Onega. 5:23 to go here in this second quarter. Honus to Vandenberg. Vandenberg looking out to Coulterman. He drives inside. Coulterman gets the ball deflected. It's back behind his head. Hunter can pay for a Euro step. What a move. Hanover, after allowing four straight points, they find four straight of their own. They go back up by six. 23-17, 4:58 to go in this second quarter. Honus to Coulterman. He drives, left side, a screen is set. He passes it out to Knighter. Knighter to the key, pump fakes. Now he goes straight away with the shot and goes in for two. It's back within four, 23-19. Hanover up by four over Onega, 4:28 to go in the second. And they're going to get a foul. They're going to call it a shot foul for Jack Bruna. And he finishes in the basket for two as well. So it'll be a and one at the line. Super Bruna and Tanner Bruna will come back into the game for Langston Stahlbaumer and Wyatt Simpson for the Hanover Wildcats. Up the free throw line is Jack Bruna. He's got 7 points in this quarter, and here at the free throw line, he misses the and one opportunity, and it's rebounded by Cason Huffless. Now the ball is taken away by Cooper Bruna down the floor, a right hand finish off the glass. And just like that, Hanover has separated to their farthest and biggest lead of this game by 8, 27-19. And a timeout is taken by Jason Claycamp. I think he's recognized the momentum shift, and he's going to take a timeout to assess things and get his team recorrected. We'll take a timeout as well. 4:17 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-19, Hanover, an 8-point lead over Onega on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every new year, we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. Visit HoltonHospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming after a full timeout taken by the Onega Buffaloes head coach Jason Clay Camp here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 4:10 left to go this second quarter, 27-19, an 8-point lead for Hanover over Onega. Onega has allowed 6 straight points here, nearly turning the ball over, but somehow maintaining the possession with Coy Niter. And what happened was everyone for Hanover was down the floor. They thought they had the turnover completely, and it allowed for an easy open shot for Niter. But here's a foul for Hanover against Onega, and I will put Tanner Brune up to the line to shoot 2. It's back to a 6-point game, 27-21. Hanover up by 6 over Onega with less than 4 minutes to go in this first half. Tanner Brune hits his first free throw shot up at the line. Tanner Bruna in tonight's game with 3 points, 4 rebounds. A 6'3" senior, one of just the 4 returning starters and 7 letter winners on this lineup as he goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Ryder Colton throws it in for Onega to Vandenberg, and then Vandenberg back to Onega. And Colton to Honus, left wing, going 1-on-1 against Cooper Bruna. He gets it to the timeline, and then he passes it out right to the high wing to Niter. Niter drives into the key, just throws it up. I don't know if it was a pass or if it was meant to be a shot, but regardless, it's picked up by Hanover. They take it down the court, and then they miss the opportunity for the point. Niter makes the rebound, and then a fast break results in a turnover for Onega. They're too quick off their feet. Niter and Vandenberg not able to make the connection down the floor. Onega, their 5th turnover of the game. Both teams with about 5 turnovers here in the first half. Both teams done a good job here limiting their turnovers on the season as well. Hanover only just 12 turnovers per game. Onega with 17. And here, they're going to get Kadrick Cohurst on the baseline. And that'll be a turnover. That'll be the 5th of the game for Hanover. Braylon Mai will come in for Hunter Kickaper. So the top player returns onto the court side for the Hanover Wildcats. Braylon Mai is averaging 18 points a game this season, 7 rebounds a game. One of the top players here returning from the Twin Valley League. As here, too much pressure to handle. Onega turns the ball over. Niter throws it out to Colterman. He oversails his head. That's the 6th turnover of the game there for the Onega Buffalo. 3:06 left to go here in the first half. 29-21 is the score. Hanover an 8-point lead over Onega. Hanover, the number one ranked team across 1A Division 2. Keeping things a little close here against Onega, trying to separate the score. Tanner Bruna open for a 3-point shot. He's got the straightaway, and he's not able to hit it. But Cooper Bruna makes the rebound for a second chance opportunity for the Hanover Wildcats. And then there is a foul to follow, and Cooper Bruna will go up and shoot 2 up at the free throw line. Cooper Bruna this season is 12-13 from the free throw line, the highest percentage shooter on the team, shooting at 92%. He's got 7 points so far in this game. 63 points here this season. Now make it 64 as his first free throw shot is up and is in. Bruna is also at 2 steals on this game. He's definitely inflicted a lot of pain here on the side for the Onega Buffaloes. He's got 12 assists and 9 steals on the season. 11 steals on the season. 9 coming into the day. The second free throw shot is also up and good. Cooper Bruna goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Cooper Bruna now at 9 points on the game. He joins Jack Bruna as the only other player on this team here at 9 points. So two players here at 9 points for Hanover. 31-21, largest lead now for Hanover, up by 10 over Onega. 3:34 left to go here in this second quarter. And Maddox, Tony, not sure where the intended target was. I think it was Josh Daniels, but the ball went out of bounds. Someone was probably supposed to make a V cut to the outside, and no one did. So Hanover now takes the possession over. Derek Adrian Cohurst gets the ball back to his hands, left side wing, after transferring it out. And they're going to call a foul on Onega. They're going to say it's against Maddox Honus. That is his first of the game. And now a timeout will be taken. It's a 30-second timeout. Trying to see who officially it's for. It's here for Hanover. So 30-second timeout by Hanover. 2:30 to go here in this first half. 31-21 Hanover over Onega. We'll take a step aside for a quick 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
Hanzaland Radio.
.220 to go here, the second quarter, 31-21. Hanover leads by 10, their largest lead of the night here over the Onega Buffaloes. Hanover has it inbound from underneath the glass. It's Braylon Mine who has it inside the paint. He's trying to stir between Daniels and Hufflet, and he's able to go in for two. Mine now has 8 points on the game. And now three different Hanover players have achieved 8 or more points here in this game. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Tanner Bruna gets an easy steal, taking away a pass inside the paint from Casey Hoffley. And here looks like they're going to say Onega basketball out of bounds. Hanover will throw it from the near side, close to the Onega bench, but on the baseline. 1:55 to go in the second quarter. 33-21. The lead is up by 12 for Hanover, the largest over Onega. Cooper Bruna, going one-on-one. He's got the backdoor man in Kadra Coers in for two. So an assist given to Cooper Bruna. Already 2 steals and assists. 9 points and a board for Cooper Bruna. The sophomore has been very involved here in this matchup for Hanover. And looking to try to respond is Coy Nider as he is fouled and will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Well, if you're Onega, you definitely want to find some of these more opportunities where you're just dribble driving and getting up to the line. Attacking the basket, attacking the rim. Snyder's first shot is up, and it's followed on through. His first free throw shot here of the game. It's made. It's his fifth make of this season. He's 5 for 9, shooting slightly over 50%. He has 4 for 8 coming into this game. Coy Nider, who leads the team in points per game average with 13.2 points per game. And here he goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. So now 8 points on the game for Coy Nider. He's right alongside Jason Huffless, who's also at 8 points. Here for Onega. Langston Stahlbomber in the far corner for Hanover. He misses it wide right. Could not maintain the shot. It's rebounded by Kadra Coers. He couldn't go in with it. And then the rebound for defensively Onega is Jason Huffless to take the possession for the Buffaloes. Graham Bulberg at the top. Ball is knocked away and punched out. Cooper Bruna to Mine. Overhead sag. Mine pump fake over to the glass. Ball. There's an open man down the floor now for Onega. And Kayson Hoffless loses the ball. Back and forth down the court. Both teams missed easy opportunities. That is tragic for both sides. 35-23, Hanover's lead of 12, up on Onega, 54 seconds left to go this first half. Cooper Bruna, far side pass to Stahlbomber. Cooper Bruna, he's going to take a three-point shot, 2 foot off the arc, he misses, and it's rebounded by Coy Nider. Nider, down the floor with 42 seconds. Here's the three-point shot. It's up, and I think there was a slight deflection by Bruna, who's down the floor and got finished. No! My father bunny missed! Someone needs to tell the magician to stop pulling bunnies out of the hat because people aren't making these shots. Rebound by Stahlbaumer to get the possession back for Hanover. Here's a three-pointer by Cooper Bruna. That is missed by 5 foot over the basket. Here's a three-point shot and in for Hanover. It is missed. And rebounded again, so back-to-back rebounds here offensively for Hanover. 7 seconds to go in this first half. You can end the half with a shot. Mine, fadeaway from the elbow. It's on through. Mine, the first to finish in double-digit scoring to end the half. And to get the Hanover Wildcats their largest lead of the game by 14 here. Over the Onega Buffaloes, 37-23, Hanover over Onega. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. The Hanover Wildcats are up 37-23, a 14-point lead here over the Onega Buffaloes, a Class 1A Division 1 team, and Hanover Wildcats, a Class 1A Division 2 team, the number one ranked team in that classification. Of course, head coach by Corey Jensen, who picked up win number 100 this season. He's at 106 wins on the year, or not on the year, that'd be impressive, but in his career, I should say, and he's looking for win number 107 tonight. Recap that first half again. 37-23 is our score. The first quarter ended as 14-13. For the Amber Wildcats, they outscored Onega 23-10 in that second quarter. There was a point where it was about 21-13, and then Onega scored four straight points with Casey Huff was inside. It drawed at 21-17. You saw things kind of go towards Onega, and then Braylon Mine did what Braylon Mine does best. He was able to go in, drive in a layup. Mine had 6 points in that second quarter alone, had 10 points in that half. He finished the half with a fadeaway shot there, for the Hanover Wildcats. So Hanover broke the momentum, swift change early, and they have rode with it themselves. Again, they outscored Onega 23-10 in that second quarter. They took that last second lead there at the end of that first. The stats here, Onega, 8 turnovers, 12 rebounds, only one trip to the free throw line. That was Coy Niter, 2 for 2, 1 3-point shot, 2 steals, no blocks. Tampa Wildcats, 7 turnovers, 11 rebounds, 5 for 7 at the free throw line, 2 threes, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. Tampa Wildcats have a multitude of players who've been able to score with 7. Braylon Mine with 10 points, Cooper Bruno with 9, Tanner Bruno with 4, Jack Bruno with 9. Those are kind of the more important ones there. And for the Onego Buffaloes, split 16 points between Coy Nider, Case, and Huffless, 8 points apiece between them. And, well, if you're Onega, you want to find more players to get involved here. Of course, you got to love your top two guys, Coy Nider and Case, and Huffless, getting involved. There's no doubt in my mind that they'll stay involved in the second half, but you got guys like Keegan Benneberg, who's been quiet since the first quarter. Graham Volberg doesn't get on the board. Ryder Colterman, a 5'9" freshman, who's averaging 6.7 points per game. He's yet to get on the board. Josh Daniels, he's been kind of a little afraid to shoot there in that first half. He's got 3.3 points per game. He's just not taking the shots that are open for him. If he can start finding some of that confidence and rhythm in that second half, Josh Daniels, Ryder Colterman, Graham Volberg, these three guys who are scoreless in everything that's on the stat sheet, they can turn that quarter and that half around for their team by getting a little more involved. Maddox Tonis, also a player that I'll talk about a lot here. I talk about Maddox Tonis so much in kind of any broadcast I do. I've always called him a spark plug of a player here for Onega in pretty much every sport I've covered that he has played for them. And this game, he's only got a 3-point shot, a rebound. You know, last time I covered him and saw him in a game, he had multiple steals, assists, points, threes, rebounds. He's a guy who can get around the stat sheet. So for Onega, you just got to get more guys involved. You got to follow through with some shots. You got to limit turnovers. But overall, this is a game that can remain competitive. You can easily draw this to single digits. You're just going to find some momentum. And you got to also limit Hanover with their inside production. There's too many times here where there's second chance opportunities after second chance opportunities that are becoming quadruple chance opportunities. So as we enter the second half, the big thing is Onega, box out, steal out. Turnovers aren't much of an issue, but the times they are, they're pretty big. So limiting those turnovers, but also boxing out, stealing out, running those offensive sets like they have been, this is a game that Onega can easily come back in, compete here against the Hanover Wildcats. All right, we're going to take a step aside here for a brief 2.5 minutes. We'll come back in for the start of the second half action. Again, 37-23 is our score. Hanover over Onega.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop Albemarle Lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back from our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score entering the second half, it's 37-23, a 14-point lead here for the Hanover Wildcats, the number one-ranked team of Class 1A Division II. They are 7-0 this season, look to improve to 8-0 this year and 4-0 in the Twin Valley League. Of course, the Onega Buffaloes have a chance to pull up a big upset to end their five-game losing streak. They almost ended it on Tuesday against Centralia, but they lost in overtime, 57-53. I said it earlier in this game, I'll say it again, this is the first time Onega has had their entire team healthy. Of course, it's at a time where you're playing one of the best teams in the small classification, probably from classes 1 to small 2A. But again, an opportunity here to make the most of it if you're Onega. Here, Hanover will start with the ball to start this third quarter. Again, two more quarters of basketball action, 16 minutes altogether here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. And this will be a turnover for Hanover as they knock it out of bounds in their own front court. And Onega will take over. So Onega's first possession in this third quarter. It's Ryder Coltman. I mentioned at halftime he's got to find himself on that scoreboard. If Onega wants a chance to come back in this game, more players need to get involved. Jump ball on the near side as he gets corralled by Jack Bruna. And Onega will maintain this possession with the jump ball. Next one will go to Hanover. And Maddox Honus will toss this one in from the Onega bench. He sets up Ryder Coltman for a three-point shot. It's in and out of the basket. It could have been the momentum shift this team needed. Unfortunately, it was missed. Bruna made the rebound. Now Bruna here a couple feet in front of the basket, right side of it. He goes in and finishes for two. And now it's a 16-point game, 39-23. Hanover over Onega with 7:12 left to go here in this third quarter. Honus drives right side. Coltman drops back. Bounce pass to Huffless. Huffless works it. Baseline. He is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. One thing I didn't say at all during halftime that I'll kick myself for now that I should have said is that Onega needs to get to the free throw line more. They need to be more aggressive and get up to the charity marker. Coy Nider, he only took one trip to the line as the team's only trip of the first half, and he went 2 of 2. So if you can continue to find some good offensive production at the free throw line, get up to the free throw line and shoot free throw shots. Tyson Hoffman here, he misses his first shot, trying to wants to hit his second, and he doesn't. He misses both of them. He goes 0 for 2. I actually called a college game earlier this week, Highland Community College. They took on St. Louis Community College. They were only 64-63. The main deciding factor of that game was free throw shots. Highland, they won by having 26 total free throw shots to end that game. And it was absolutely incredible there on that side for them. Here for Onega, Vandenberg, he's able to go in and make two. And now it draws it to a 24-point game. Hanover, this is the shot. Rebounds by Huffless. And now Onega takes it down the court. Nider, driving, baseline, turning around for a fadeaway shot. Misses in the rebounds by Kadra Coherst. Coherst to Cooper Bruna. And that ball is stolen. Here into the hands of Ryder Coltman. He's looking behind him, keeping his eyes up now as he dribbles up to that half court. Now he spins around to his right. Fires the way to Honus. Honus to Huffless. Huffless deals out defender, turns and hits the bucket right off the glass. And Huffless now the first double-digit score for Onega. And just like that, these Buffaloes are reared right back into this one. But now, I'll hold my breath, Cooper Bruna hits a three to respond for the Hanover Wildcats. It was a 12-point game. Now it's a 15-point game. 42-27. Ball's loose on the ground. Ryder Coltman's able to pick it back up. For Onega. He flies it out left to Honus. Honus to his right to Ryder Coltman. Coltman, Huffless, and I'm surprised they didn't get that foul potentially there. I guess it was all ball. But here keeping the possession alive is Onega. Nider runs a fadeaway shot from the short corner. It's missed, and Tanner Bruna makes the rebound. Adrian Coherst gets fouled, and they're going to give him, they're going to say it's a foul on the fourth. Or no, they're going to say it's a shot foul. And are they? Okay, I was confused what they were going to do here because they're saying if they were going to count the bucket. Because if they were going to count the bucket, then it'd be an and one. And if he was fouled on the floor, then he would not be shooting free throw shots. So they're going to say they're going to give him the and one here. So just some slight confusion there. When they fix it. Ryder Coltman also picked up the third foul. Here for the free throw line is Kadra Coerst, and he makes the 3-point play happen. He's now 5 points on the game, 45-27. Onega trailing to Hanover. But Onega with the ball. Daniels out to Honus. Honus on the near sideline. He loses the ball. It's stolen by Kadra Coerst. And he is fouled. Kadra Coerst will go up to the basket or go up to the free throw line to shoot two in the hopes to make him into the basket. And now the Hanover Wildcats have really started to separate the score. They lead by 18. Just moments ago, it was only by 12. And that's what Hanover has done best so far in this game. Onega, they've kind of switched the momentum, and then all the Hanover Wildcats have killed it. They've found ways to respond. And that's what number one ranked team is going to be able to do. I said it in a week when we – I'm not saying this is definitely going to be the game, but potentially Hanover and Axel rematch in the Twin Valley League Championship could definitely be of high potential. And that would definitely be one fun one to watch. Free throw shot is missed from Coerst. And ball gets knocked out of bounds by Hanover on the near side. Both free throw shots were actually missed there by Kadra Coerst. 49er will toss this in from the Onega bench with 5 minutes, 6 seconds to go this third quarter. Down by 18 points, 45-27. He goes into Vandenberg. Vandenberg tosses it up to Huffless, and the ball is taken away by Tanner Bruna. That's his second steal of the game. Bruna bounce pass inside. That's Jack Bruna, who was able to go in for two. Now two double-digit scores here for Hanover as Jack Bruna has stepped on with now 11 points scoring. Trying to respond quickly. Coy Nider with a nice slicer as he joins double-digit figures with Onega Buffalo's Casey Huffless. So both teams have double-digit scores. 3-point shot up by Cooper Bruna. It's missed, but the rebound's moved back into Coerst, and he finds the assist as he goes inside the Braylon Mine. Braylon Mine here with 12 points scored on this game. So now three double-digit scores here for the Hanover Wildcats. Huffless under the basket for Onega. Loses the ball. The ball is still on the floor. It's still on the floor, and I think they're going to get a timeout on the side for Hanover, so that way they can maintain this possession. It's head coach Corey Jensen who calls it, and he will. It's going to be a 30-second timeout taken here by Hanover with 4:13 to go in the third quarter. It's a 20-point lead for the Wildcats, 49-29 over Onega. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day-to-day from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
Kansaland Radio.
Back in here with it with 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go here this third quarter. 20-point lead for Hanover, 49-29 over the Onega Buffaloes. Tanner Bruna, right side wing, pulls up 3-point shot off the right iron, then bounces off the left side. Keegan Vandenberg now rebounded by Kiefer. And now bouncing out for a 3-pointer is Coerst. He misses it, falls on the baseline. It's picked back up. It's mine, and mine is fouled. And he will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Right, a chaos of events right there, and the results at mine, now up at the free throw line. Mine at the line. Hey, that rhymes. His first shot goes up and in. Don't worry, folks. I'm a broadcaster, not a poet. 50-29. 21-point lead here for Hanover over Onega. 3:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Langston Stahlbaumer comes back into this game. So it is Wyatt Simpson here for Hanover. Next free throw shot is up and in. Braylon Mine 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Now here, Onega takes back over. Far side, Tristan Kuhlman back in the game for the first time in quite a while. He passes out the Nider. Nider will travel. 3:36 left to go here in this third quarter. 51-29 is our score. A 23-point lead here, 22-point lead for the Hanover Wildcats. Hanover has it. A final kick gaper. Kick gaper, a quick pass inside to Simpson, and he couldn't go in with the bucket. And down the floor, here's Onega. A jump stop and pump fake for Graham Bulberg. Out of the fast break, he goes in for two for his first points of this game. And now Mine under the basket. He's fouled. He'll go up and shoot an and one. Braylon Mine, he averages 18.1 points per game. He's at 16 points in this matchup with two rebounds. He takes a slow breath and a shoulder shrug, aiming and gearing up right for the free throw shot, and it's in. He is now 3-for-3 at the free throw line in this game. 54-31, a 23-point lead here for Hanover over Onega. Here is Maddox Honus with the ball. Honus dribbling with his right hand. He flips it out to Nider. Nider driving out to his left, quick on his feet. Maybe a screen to be set here. There is one, but losing the ball is Nider. But they'll say a kick. Ball from Hanover. So Onega will throw it in under the glass on the left side. Honus, he finds a wide open Nider. Ooh, oh my gosh, it went in and out of the basket. He will pick his own rebound up, and he misses that as well. Man, that was so sad right there. That rolled around in the bucket for a good 2 seconds nearly. It's unfortunate it didn't go in there for Nider. But here Onega retakes the possession quickly. Josh Daniels at the very top. He'll unreach a three. It's from the back of the basket. It flies off of, and Mine will get the rebound. Mine over 50 rebounds now on the season. Here's a three-pointer by Kadrick Cohurst, and it's sunk. Kadrick Cohurst now at 7 points on the game. 8 points on the game. Kuhlman. To his right to Volberg. Volberg driving right side. Eurostep trying to finish off the glass. Couldn't get to go in. And Alex Simpson down the floor. He loses it. And they're going to say the last one to touch it was Onega, I do believe. Yes, they will. 1:42 remaining here of this third quarter. It's a 26-point lead. 57-31 for Hanover over Onega. Air up to the free throw line is Simpson. We're in double bonus here for the Onega Buffaloes. It's an immediately effective double bonus. Again, that rule change came in a couple of years ago where 5 fouls is immediate double bonus. Fouls reset at the end of each quarter. The rule taken from women's college basketball. Free throw shot is up and missed by Simpson. It's rebounded by Kit Gaffer. He's able to make a quick turnaround and shoot in for two. Kit Gaffer now with 4 points here on this game with a 29-point lead now for Hanover, 60-31. Hanover over Onega. Hoffless is fouled by the Wildcats. That'll be their second personal foul of the game. It's against Eli Hyman, the 6'1" senior. That's his first time coming in here in this game for the Hanover Wildcats. Onega out to Honus at the very top right wing as he drives, and they're going to get another foul against Hanover. So that's back-to-back fouls within just seconds here for the Hanover Wildcats. It puts them at, correct me, 4 fouls here on the quarter, so no more fouls to give here. If you're Hanover, it's called against Hunter Kakefer there. Honus throws it in to Nider. Nider back to Honus for Onega. Honus has it. He tosses it left side to Volberg. Volberg, his right hand dribbles, lunges out, He passes it into Honus on the baseline, and they're going to get another foul against Hanover, so that'll put Onega at the free throw line to shoot two. It's Case and Hopless. 69 seconds remaining here this third quarter. A 29-point lead for Hanover, 60-31. Cason Hopless hits his first free throw shot. It's his first make of the game. He went 0-for-2 his last time up. Cason Hopless on the season came in tonight with 54% from the line, 13-of-24. Here he is 1-for-4 tonight from the line as he misses his second attempt there. It brings it to a 28-point game here for Onega, but they're still trailing to Hanover, 60-32 with less than 60 seconds to go now in this third quarter. Simpson inside takes this jump step now out to Kick Gaffer on a pass, and Kick Gaffer, it's off the right of the rim, and it's into the hands for a board for Nider. Nider down the floor, nearly loses the ball, claims in his right hand. One-on-one, he works against Kadrick Coher, still one-on-one, nearly loses the ball again, picks up on the pivot to Hufflet. Hufflet stealing his defender out, and the rebound is by Kick Gaffer after the missed shot. Down the floor, fast break, behind the back, pass to Coherz, it's missed, and for the putback, what a job by Wyatt Simpson. Off the floor, and able to make the rebound and put the ball back in the basket. And now it's a 30-point lead, the largest of the game here for Hanover over Onega. Case enough with pump fakes, loses the ball, it's on the floor, there's only 4 seconds left of this quarter. Kadrick Coherz has it, drops back, three-point shot, and it's off the right of the glass and missed. That'll conclude our third quarter. Hanover, a 30-point lead to enter the fourth, 62-32 potential running clock here in the fourth on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
And the fourth quarter begins here with an and-one basket finish for Cooper Bruna. Here for the Hanover Wildcats as now they extend out to a 32-point lead, 64-32, two times the score here, actually. Perfectly over here, the Onega Buffaloes. Cooper Bruna, he got over double-digit scoring in this game. He gets the and-one to go, and then he's 3-for-3 on the night. And now it's a 33-point lead here for Hanover over Onega. Ryder Coulterman is going to be fouled. They'll call it, I believe, against Hunter Kickgaffer. Or, no, I think they just called an illegal screen. Yes, they did. It's an illegal pick. Called against Ryder Coulterman. That is his fourth foul of the game. Or, no, that's actually, they said Nider. That is his fourth foul of the game. Brandon Mine with it here, driving inside his right-hand finish, and then that will ensure now the running clock, 67-32, a 35-plus lead here, entering the fourth quarter. So, again, the running clock here, just 6:40 left to go of this game. They'll probably see the Hanover lineup come out probably here shortly as Braylon Mine running down the floor. Sets up a potential alley-oop, but could not be executed. But Hanover is able to steal the ball right back. Cooper Bruna, a dump up to Simpson, and he goes in for two. And now a substitution change. As I just said, I didn't figure Hanover would keep their unit on the floor much longer once they got that running clock rolling, which should be rolling right now, but it's frozen at 6:21. This might be the last stoppage for it. But 69-32 is our current score. And it looks like actually there will not be a running clock enforced in this one. So I think we will actually have the clock stop on every whistle. Typically, when you're more than 35 or more in the fourth, that's when the running clock is enforced. But there will be no running clock here. 69-32 is our score, though. Hanover over Onega. Hanover with their backups in for the most part. And for the Onega Buffaloes, they're starting five here on the floor. Takes it off, loses the ball at the corner, and the rebound picked up by Jack Bruna. Bruna has it, driving in the key, kicking out. Three-point shot is off and made from off the bench. First time, it's Braden Judeman, the sophomore, making the three-point shot. Now it's Onega here with the ball. In the corner, Graham Volberg. Volberg out to Vandenberg. Vandenberg to Ryder Coulterman. Coulterman, right side, driving. Here, bounce passing inside to Huffless. And he'll get the and one. Huffless on this game with 13 points. He averages 9.9 points a game. So this game will help him average out to about a 10 points a game. But he also averaged about 10.7 rebounds. So, obviously, he's been a really good player this year. He's been a great player the last couple of years. He's only a junior, but he averages a double-double every game he plays. And Miri misses the free throw shot. So he has only made one of his five total attempts from the free throw line in this game. Out on the floor, it looks like now they've officially started the running clock. So the running clock now officially has started. 4:37 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Wondering when the officials were going to catch that. Now they have 72-34 here our score. Looks like potentially though Hanover coming away with this victory to extend to an 8-0 stretch, 8-game winning streak. Onega to drop to a 6-game losing streak. 3-point shot is up and in for Hayden Bruna. 2 threes off the bench for the Hanover Wildcats. And now we'll try a three-point shot to respond by Honus. It's missed. There's the last one that touches this ball as it goes out of bounds. The Hanover Wildcat. Clock draining at 4 minutes left to go in this fourth. 75-34 is our score. After this, we'll have our post-game show and our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. After that, we'll send you over to the home studio back in Hiawatha, Kansas with Jake and Boz for the National High School School Board Show. Here driving, kicking out. Here, 3-point shot by Honus. It's off the left of the glass, and that will be a turnover. 75-34. 3:21 left to go here in this fourth quarter. I said it once this game earlier. I'll say it kind of again here. The Twin Bay League Tournament is coming up here soon. We'll have the coverage of that here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. First set of games will start next Saturday, and then the following week they'll have games on Monday, I believe, then on Thursday and Friday. We'll have the semifinal, and then, of course, the Twin Bay League Championship game that sets up the same way as last year, that is. Here, Daniels, 3-point shot up and off, and ball is here on the ground. Daniels able to pick it back up. Daniels behind his back, trying not to lose that ball. Vandenberg, now he's trying not to lose the ball. And I believe they're going to get a foul on the floor here against Hanover. But it'll be definitely really interesting to see where Hanover matches up against Axel. Last season, it was a really tough battle against Axel in that TVL championship game. So, again, wouldn't be surprised to see a similar result this year or definitely a tougher battle between the two. Hanover makes the rebound. It's Braden Juneman. Again, we are at a running clock with 2 minutes left here in this fourth quarter, 75-34. Hanover's lead over the Onega Buffaloes. Here is Hanover. Another 3-point shot is up and made by Braden Juneman. He has made 2 3-pointers. He is 2 for 3, the sophomore is. And this continues to extend the scoring. The most points scored in a game this season for this Hanover team is actually today. This is the most points they've scored yet this year. Their second most points scored in the game was their points they scored against Frankfurt when they won 72-41. So the most points in the game so far this year. It's 78-34. Block runs right now. Ryder Kolterman is up at the free throw line to shoot two. Ryder Kolterman, this is the first free throw shot. Would also like to give a shout out. There's a young man around here who's been wearing a Jordan Love jersey, and all I'd like to say is go Pack go. Probably my most controversial thing I've said here on this broadcast as again the Packers play on tomorrow. I feel like if Jay can talk about his Ravens on the scoreboard show, I can at least throw out a quick shout out to my Packers who play tomorrow night. So if there's any Bears fans in our areas, I'm sorry, Bears down. But anyway, 45 seconds left to go here this fourth quarter. Here, a three-point shot from the left side from from the Hanover's Brody Slotcheck is missed, and then a two-pointer put in. I believe that was Eli Hyman who had the shot. Now it's an 80-35 game, just absolutely night and day from that first quarter that ended 14-13. Hanover has really come afloat as Keyson Huffless goes in for two. Huffless now over 15 points scored here on this game, actually at 15 points scored here in this contest, and it looks like this game will end here 82-37, the final score between the Hanover Wildcats and the Onega Buffaloes. Hanover improves now to 8-0 on the season, 4-0 in the Twin Valley League, and the Onega Buffaloes will drop to 2-6 overall and 0-3 in the Twin Valley League. All right, we'll step aside here one last time, and we'll have our post-game show and our player of the game all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgery, trauma care, and life-saving treatment every single day. One donation can help up to three people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land?
Want to know what it's worth? FB Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Final time here on the MSU Sport. It's Radio Network 92.1. KMZ is our game of the week here on a Friday. The Hanover Wildcats taking on the Onega Buffaloes. Both girls and boys for Onega fall here to defeat, dropping to 2-6 on the season, 0-3 in the Twin Valley League for both teams. Whereas the Class 1A Division 2 ranked number one teams for both boys and girls, ranked number one teams for Hanover, improved themselves to 4-0 on the season in TVL play. Hanover boys, they go to 8-0 on the season. Hanover girls, they go to 7-1 on the year. Quick recap, though, of our boys matchup we just covered. It finished 80-37. The first quarter ended 14-13. Hanover took the lead there to end that first quarter. We had four lead changes in that first quarter. After that, it stayed all with Hanover. They ended the first half 37-23. They outscored the Onega Buffaloes 25-9 in the third quarter, and then extended an 18-4 outscore also in that fourth quarter. With a couple of bench players coming off for there for Hanover and splashing some threes as well. The top players there for Hanover Wildcats, Braylon Minefish with 19 points, Cooper Buda with 15, and Jack Room with 11 points. All the double-digit scores there for the Hanover Wildcats. Onega had two double-digit scores with Coy Nider and Kason Huffless. Nider finished with 10 total points, 3 rebounds, an assist. Huffless had a steal, 6 total rebounds, and 15 total points. Again, this was our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Real quick, though, shout-out to our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with Bank with Farmers. Again, the player of the game here for this boys matchup will go to none other than Braylon Mine, the 6'1 senior who finished with 19 points total and 3 rebounds. So for a final time tonight, the girls here, the Hanover Wildcats girls, coming out victorious 60-36 over the Onega girls, and for the Hanover boys, they came out victorious 82-37. From Bobby from here down at Hanover, Kansas, Crittenden, a part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, thank you for listening.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.